Hello friends, welcome to V School once again. We are on the final chapter of this book, Agri Price Risk Management, chapter number 10, Hedging as a Tool for Agri Price Risk Management. A very, very important weapon in the hands of the farmers, the traders, to balance the risk. So what exactly is hedging? This chapter will help you to understand how hedging can be used as a tool for agri price risk management. In the previous chapter, we saw different meanings of derivatives, different types of derivatives, different markets of derivatives, different strategies of executing derivatives contracts. So basis on all that, what we have learned, we will specially focus on this strategy, which is hedging, which is a very, very important strategy, which acts as an insurance to protect the farmers, to protect the traders from any risk. And how exactly that is done, we will see with the example. So the chapter will help you understand how hedging can be used as an agri price risk management. The basic focus will be on understanding the meaning of hedging, objectives of hedging, how hedging can be used for offsetting the losses using forward, futures and options, as well as the steps and essential requirements in hedging. And finally, we'll conclude with different concepts of hedge accounting, which is also very important when you have to maintain accounts of your derivatives transactions. So the first things first, let us understand what is hedging. Hedging is a practice of taking a position in one market to offset and balance against the risk adopted by assuming a position exactly contrary or opposing. So it's just an opposite of what you do today so that both effects get nullified, whatever the up or down. The main objective of hedging is to reduce or limit the risk associated with price changes of the agri commodities. Let us understand hedging with an example. In our case, say a farmer has 1000 kgs of maize at a spot price rupees 100. So 100 spot price, he has 1000 kgs of maize, and obviously the maize would come after 3 months and he wants to sell it after 3 months. His basic concern is there could be a fall in the price. The volatility is always there. If there is a rise, he would benefit. But if there is a fall, then that can be a concern. So the problem is, do we want to liquidate the agri commodities today because there is a fear that the price may fall, or use a hedging strategy to ensure that in spite of there being a fall, he would be at a loss. So the objective of holding, like to receive minimum of rupees 100 if he sells today. At the same time, in case the price rises above 100, he'll like to benefit at a higher price. That is going to be objectives. So the solution for this would be hedging. What exactly happens in hedging? By paying a small price, the farmer can purchase a derivatives contract called an option. Option means he has a option to buy or not to buy. He's not forced to buy. And that small price he is going to pay as a sort of premium. This we have seen in our chapter on basics of options. The farmer is thus hedging the risk and transferring them to someone who is willing to take this risk. So in this particular scenario, he will be benefited to enforce the options contract based on what he wishes. A short hedge and a long hedge are the two different types of hedges. Let us understand what a short hedge is. A short hedge is also called as a selling hedge. It's a hedge that involves short position in the futures contract with the basic objective to protect the value of a cash position against a decline in the cash prices. So selling hedges is generally used by manufacturers, processors, and those who have exposure in the physical market. What these entities wants, these entities acquire agri commodities in the spot market and simultaneously sell an equivalent amount or less in the futures market. This again is an offsetting position to safeguard themselves from the price volatility. Let us understand it with an example. Suppose there is a requirement by a sweet shop of sugar for preparing sweets. His strategy is he has an option to buy the required quantity of sugar either now or in the future. If the shop owner buys it now, there is a possibility there may be a drop in price and then he may have to repent because he could have got sugar at a lesser price at a later date. So how does he find a solution? In order to hedge, the shop owner would have to sell the futures contract so that if the price of the sugar falls, the cash market loss will be offset by a gain in the futures contract. Similarly, when the shop owner sells the sugar at a lower cash market, he will simultaneously lift his hedge by buying back the futures contract at a lower price. So both ways, it would be a win-win situation. The loss in the cash market will be compensated by the gain in the future market. That is the beauty of a hedge. Having seen a short hedge, now let's see what is a long hedge. A long hedge is also called as a buying hedge. It involves taking a long position in the futures contract with the basic objective to protect against a price increase in the underlying asset prior to purchasing it in either the spot or the forward market. In addition to your short hedge, in addition to your long hedge, there is also called as a cross hedge. What do you mean by a cross hedge? Investing in two positively correlated agri commodities that have similar price movements and taking opposite position in each investment to reduce the risk of holding just one is called as the cross hedge. Yet another type of hedge is called as a perfect hedge. What do you mean by perfect hedge? The perfect hedge is referred to that position which completely eliminates the risk with the use of derivatives instruments. Several conditions must be fulfilled before a perfect hedge is possible. May not be that easy. Having understood the different types of hedges, now let us focus on certain terms related with the hedge. The one amongst them is the basis risk. What do you mean by a basis risk? Hedging protects the farmers from the price risk in the spot market to avoid the loss in the future. So there is some difference between the spot and the future. The difference between the spot price and the future price of an underlying is called as the basis price. So this difference is very important for us to understand. Based on that, the hedging takes place. If the spot price is higher than the future price, then the basis will be always positive. The basis risk for financial assets arises mainly from uncertainty as to the level of risk-free interest rate in the future. Now friends, hedging can be done even with an options contract. Like we all know, options carry an upfront cost in the form of premium. We have different types of options also. A put option protects the investor from a fall in agri commodity price as it gives the right to sell the agri commodity at a specified price called the strike price. Whereas an option caller can act as a hedge because the put option would rise in value if the agri commodity prices falls. In order to understand whether a hedge is an effective tool, that requires measurement of an hedge. So hedging requires measurement, and hedging requires measurement of risk exposure as well as determination of hedging ratio regularly. In order to monitor the hedge, we have already seen what a hedge ratio is. Hedge ratio depends upon the extent of variation of the future price relative with that of the spot price. The cost of hedging must be evaluated in the same manner as the cost of insurance policy. Only then it is worth going into that hedge transactions. So this important parameter of measurement should be kept in mind whenever one wants to go for hedging. So what are the key challenges to hedging? The key challenges to hedging is to determine the risk and define a hedging program to achieve the optimal risk that balances the benefits of protection against the cost of hedging. So the process of hedging starts with first identification of risk. And once you identify the risk, then the next important step is to offset the risk with the hedging process. An effective hedging program does not attempt to eliminate risk. There is no goal to completely, because there may not be a complete elimination, but definitely you try to minimize. Rather, it attempts to transform unexpectable risk into acceptable form. The main goal of any hedging program should be to help the trader achieve the optimal risk profile that balances the benefit of protection against the loss of hedging. This is a very, very important statement in hedging. So having understood what hedging is, what are the different types of hedging, let us understand what are the key steps in hedging. The first important step is define and identify the risk. The risk exposure, the risk level, the risk appetite for facing the risk in agri commodities. So once you have identified or defined the risk, the next level is to evaluate, because there is no point in having a solution for a risk in which there won't be any consequences. So one has to evaluate and measure the risk. Evaluation and measurement helps to identify the problem and design the best solution. Next, identify various approaches. We have various approaches to manage hedge risk. With the help of available historic data and statistics, various statistics tools such as the range, the variance, the standard deviation, the value at risk, the regression correlation, all this can be used either on its own or in combination of all for finding the best solution for getting a correct hedge solution. Then select the best hedging approach against the identified approach for controlling the risk. Then specify the policy to be used while hedging the risk under various circumstances. And finally, monitor and control the performance, whether the policies, the goals that were identified are being fulfilled or not. So that completes the entire steps of a hedging process. Now, next we understand the different types of risk models for measuring and evaluation of the risk in hedging. Hedging plan should rely upon correlation between the spot price and the price at the derivative contract is settled at the commodity exchange. And we have different models for risk. These are the variance, covariance methods, historical models, the factor models, the value at risk models, the statistical models, and even the Monte Carlo techniques. We also have different strategies of allocating the assets, like the integrated asset allocation, the strategic asset allocation, as well as the tactical asset allocation. In case of an integrated asset allocation, your asset allocation is based on the agri commodities market conditions and traders' objectives and constraints. The allocation that best serves a trader needs is chosen. In case of a strategic asset allocation is based on optimal portfolio mixes based on the returns, risk, as well as the covariances. In this case, allocation is adjusted periodically to restore the target allocation within the content of the objectives as well as the constraints. And finally, in case of a tactical asset allocation based on the investor's risk tolerance, and the asset allocation is changed based on the expectations about the market capital conditions. So in tactical approach, there can be more dynamic measures to be implemented. So friends, what are the broad objectives of hedging? The first one can be based on the identification, based on the evaluation, find out the best hedge. Second, the most important objective of any hedge is to minimize the risk with lesser cost and higher hedging gains. Limit the price risk associated with the physical commodity. Price is the factor basis on which any transaction happens. So limit the price risk. Perfect or protect the price risk of commodities for longer periods by loading over contracts. That is the beauty of hedging. You can control your price risk for a longer period, because generally when we see the derivatives contracts are for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, but we can roll it over and get a longer cushion for this. Enabling effective business planning without interfering in routine business operations. The routine operations should not be interfered in just because you are doing a hedge. And it should facilitate low cost financing, because whatever is done, you require margins of it, and hence it should be facilitated with low cost financing. So when we talk in terms of a larger organization level, we should have a proper organization, a proper department, proper policies, proper procedures. And when we talk about a risk management cell, the process of hedging is generally monitored and controlled by risk management cell, which comprises of three main arms: the front office, the mid office, and the back office. The front office is responsible for executing trade based on the hedging policy. So they have to strictly adhere to the policy. The mid office evaluates the risk and ensures that the trades are in compliance with the specific risk and controls specified in the hedging policy. The back office processes the post-trade operations by leveraging recording of trade deals, confirming and settling transactions. And these people also prepare reports for records and reporting it to the decision makers. So now let's look at the essential requirements of hedging. In the previous slide, we saw the steps of hedging. Now we are going to understand what are the essential requirements of hedging. Risk identification has to be done. And when we talk about risk identification, it has to be done from both internal as well as external sources of risk. So friends, we need to understand what exactly is an internal source of risk, what exactly is an external source of risk. Internal source of risk can come from skilled labor for input and harvest, time availability, water, seeds and fertilizers availability, etc. These are all internal sources of risk. What can be the external sources which are beyond your control? Like monsoons, demand and supply of agri commodities, market price, etc. So your evaluation has to be done from both these aspects. Risk identification can be based on the objectives of the farmer, the scenarios faced by the farmers, the taxonomy and knowledge of the best practices, as well as a chart of the risk pattern and trends which are actually forecasted on the basis of historical data. Essential information for regular monitoring. How will you decide whether you are actually accomplish the policy objectives of your hedging program? This can be based by monitoring your cash position, future position, margin position, basis movements, and any other information which can be useful for deciding whether the goals of hedging are achieved or not. What are the essential requirements or information to adjust the hedge so that one can tune the hedge to converge into the goals of hedging? Number one is change in risk exposure, change in the hedging ratio, have new hedging goals, basis management, as well as rolling the hedge. So based on these points, one can easily adjust the hedge. Can you do hedging with a forward? Forward contracts helps the investor to get a fixed price from the hedge and reduce the risk of adverse price movements. In case of forward rate agreements can also be used to manage the risk by entering into a notional agreement to lend or borrow in the futures at a rate of interest determined in the present. So yes, forwards can be used for hedging. Can you do a hedging with a future? If forward can help you, a future hedge enables a farmer or a trader to take a position that neutralizes the risk. We have seen how futures have a lot of risk. So this risk can be neutralized by entering into a hedge. Let us see with an example. For example, if the trader is of the opinion that he will gain 30,000 for every 1% increase and will lose 30,000 for every 1% decrease. So this scenario, for every 1% increase and 1% decrease in the price of agri commodity during the same period, then it would be better for him to take a short futures position to offset the price risk that is perceived in the future. If the price of the agri goes down, the gains on the future will set it off. So there is a perfect offsetting one increase with another decrease. Similarly, if the price of an agri commodity goes up, the loss on the futures once again is offset by the gains from the rest of the activity. That is the beauty of hedging. A short hedge involves a short position in the futures contract and best suits the farmer who actually owns the agri commodities, whereas a long hedge is useful for a farmer who want to purchase agri commodities in the future and want to lock the price today itself. So we have seen you can do a hedge with the forward, you can do a hedge with the future. Can you do a hedge with an options also? Options contracts helps the investor to protect themselves against the adverse price movement in the future while still allowing them to benefit. A better form of derivative contracts. The risk is minimal. A call option can be used for ensuring a maximum purchase price in spite of the market price exceeding the strike price. Similarly, a put option can be used for ensuring a minimum selling price in spite of the market falling below the strike price. Both the call and the put option can be effectively deployed. A fixed hedge with options retains an exposure and entails a cost in which the protection is obtained only for one directional price movement, which means just like a forward and a future, and options can also be used for hedging. So friends, this is a very, very important mechanism. We have understood how a hedge can be actually done, how a hedge can be done with the help of a forward contract, a future contract, as well as option contract. Now to conclude this chapter, we'll also understand some basics of derivatives accounting. Derivatives are shown at fair value unlike other assets and liabilities. To accommodate the fair value accounting, changes are required in the accounting of hedging items. We have different accounting standards which tells us how this fair value should be derived. Accounting standards require all contracts to be accounted at fair value in profit and loss as well as balance sheets. So your financial statements should have a fair value accounting case of derivatives accounting. Your conventional accounting principles do not specifically describe this treatment. They are more on the historical accounting. Historical cost is done. And globally, the accounting treatment largely follows the international accounting standards, specifically IAS 39 and IAS 32. In terms of India, India is also working towards it, and India is working on similar lines with AS 30. And here comes our Institute of Chartered Accountants, which has issued a guidance note on accounting for equity index future, index options, as well as the stock options. Accounting for fair value hedges require fair value hedging of the hedged item. We have three examples to understand what exactly this means. In our example one, if the hedge item is a financial instrument which is held for trading, that is the HFT, then it is marked to market regardless of whether there is hedging or not. In our second example, if the financial assets are held to maturity, that is the HTM, they are valued at cost in the absence of hedging. If an HTM asset is covered by a fair value hedging, then the asset becomes subject to fair value accounting. The third example is when it is available for sale, the AFS, asset is covered by fair value hedging, then the valuation gains and losses are not deferred but are allowed to flow into the profits when they offset the valuation gains and losses of the derivatives which is hedged. What are the requirements of hedge accounting? Specifically, two requirements are that there has to be a formal documentation and the hedge is expected to be highly effective. When we talk in terms of a formal documentation, what does it mean? The formal documentation and designation of hedging relationships and the entity's risk management objectives and strategies for undertaking the hedge has to be specifically documented. Hedge is expected to be highly effective in offsetting the changes in the fair values or the cash flows attributed to the hedge risk consistently with the original documented risk. In order to adopt a hedge accounting, what is to be done? The enterprise must demonstrate the hedge effectiveness both at the inception as well as on the ongoing basis. And the requirement is that the changes should be between 80% to 125% in the value of the hedge item. So friends, having understood what hedge accounting or what derivatives accounting is, now let us conclude this chapter with different advantages of hedging. We can list out as many advantages of hedging. Some of these are on the slide. Like hedging protects a trader's profit by locking future price today. It helps the management to avoid the downside. It helps the company to endure challenges, especially the market conditions. It enables the owner of commodities to procure finance at a cheaper rates. It enables to design good short-term risk minimizing strategies for long-term trades. It enables the farmer trader to survive irrespective of the changes in the market as well as the price conditions. It gives the trader the protection against the commodity price changes. We have some more advantages of hedging, like it can save time as the long time trader is not required to monitor or adjust the portfolio because he has taken a call of hedging well in time. It facilitates the usage of complex options trading strategies to maximize the returns. It limits the loss for the farmer. It helps in increasing the liquidity in the financial markets. It helps to correct a wrong decision on the exchange simply by offsetting what the loss might happen. He has an alternative order executed easily and immediately. The hedging operations require a small initial outlay of money. Hedging also helps in reducing the tax liability as lower income volatility would help in reducing the tax liability. So after seeing such huge, huge benefits, these are only some of few. You can list out as many advantages of hedging. We have some limitations of hedging also. When we talk in terms of limitations, forward contracts involves credit risk. More importantly, the counterparty risk. It may wipe out the profits if not implemented effectively with good skills. If you want to enter into derivatives, you have to have knowledge, you have to have skills. Otherwise, the capital can be wiped out like anything. Hedging may not be effective if the market is performing well because the basic objective of hedging is to offset the loss. It's not generally targeted at making profits. Trading of options or futures requires capital and there is certain costs associated with hedging. You have to pay the interest on your borrowings. Hedge does not help you in earning money, but it helps you lessen the potential loss. Not all risk can be hedged and all risk cannot be covered fully. We are just trying to minimize the loss. Low risk means low reward. So reducing risk will automatically convert it into lower profits. Hedging using futures encourages convergence as when hedging price is closed to your expiration date, the future and the spot price will move closer to each other. So friends, with this, we complete our chapter number 10 on hedging. With this, we complete the entire book on agri price risk management. We started with the agricultural basics at a glance. Then we saw important pricing, the challenges, the markets, the Indian commodity exchanges, the global commodity exchanges, the meaning of derivatives, the different types of derivative contracts in the form of forward, the future, a special chapter on basics of options, the strategies of options. And finally, we also understood how this agri price risk management can be managed very easily with the process of hedging. So this should give you a good information on how to manage your risk more specifically with your agri products. Thank you.